Johnson suggested that there could be further consequences for wealthy Russians with assets in Britain after Prime Minister Theresa May said she would expel 23 diplomats Wednesday.
That the police will be able to put unexplained wealth orders on them, to bring them to justice for acts of gross corruption.
Johnson said that poisoning former Russian double agent was a signal by the Russian state, who deliberately used the nerve agent developed in Russia. Moscow denies any involvement and is expected to retaliate. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the allegations against Russia were absolutely boorish. A suicide bomb ripped through a police checkpoint in Lahore, Pakistan, killing at least 9 and wounding another 20. Grace Lee has that story.
A suicide bomber riding a motorcycle was targeting police, authorities say, before detonating the deadly blast. It happened at a police checkpoint just outside an annual religious congregation. In a WhatsApp message sent to Reuters, a Taliban spokesperson claimed responsibility for the attack. Lahore is considered the cultural hub of Pakistan and has largely been spared in militant violence seen near the Afghan border. The Pakistani Taliban leadership have fled to Afghanistan, where Islamabad alleges they plan and execute terrorist attacks inside Pakistan.
That's reporter Grace Lee. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 10,000 civilians have fled the eastern Ghouta town of Hamouria into territory held by the Syrian government as the army advanced on Thursday. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho has begun a trip to Stockholm, Sweden for a two-day visit beginning Thursday with talks with his Swedish counterpart. Sweden represents diplomatic interests for the United States.